So he never went down dead ends. On the contrary, there was always a way out. Dark willows, bright flowers, a village appears, as the poem goes. Reaching the age of 50, he had convinced himself that he was more or less a failure when it came to women. Luckily, he had made uninterrupted progress in his profession. A customer told him a legend about a suit of armor inside the ancient city walls. The man had bolted into the shop during a rainstorm. When he came in, he left the shiny green raincoat draped over his shoulders and dripped water carelessly everywhere. He stood in front of the display cabinets and forced Mr. Yu to hear him out. His voice was low and hoarse. The pale lamplight blurred the contours of his face, creating a disturbing effect. Mr. Yu thought to himself, where did he come from? My father was in the same line of business as you, the man said abruptly. What? He was a grave robber. He worked until he was 73 before retiring. A workaholic. He died recently. His final words to me were the story about the ancient city walls. Mr. Yu saw the owner, who was in the shop, swaying back and forth, his face clouded with suspicion. He was secretly anxious for this person to leave. Did you want something for your collection? He asked, leaning closer to the unwelcome guest. Your shop could not have the object I want. I want a golden suit of armor. He looked at Mr. Yu calmly, even arrogantly, until the appraiser lowered his head. I will work with you. Where can we meet? Mr. Yu said. At the mouth of the Little Moon River, the third willow tree at 1 a.m. He turned around and left in a hurry. There was a puddle of water where he had stood. Did you make an arrangement with him? The agitated shop owner asked Mr. Yu. Yes, I agreed. You must honor your promise. I'm worried about you. There won't be any problems. At worst, someone dies. Regarding the events of that night, Mr. Yu could recall only the flock of pheasants. What's that? Oh, sorry.
It's a bird.
Aye, okay. With the bright feathers.
I think they're kind of brown.
Okay.
But I am...
Do you pronounce it pheasant?
No, it could be the bright feathers, actually.
The blue and green stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking of quails.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a bird, anyway.
Yeah. A flock of pheasants, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Regarding the events of that night, Mr. Yu could recall only the flock of pheasants wildly beating their wings. There was essentially no ancient city wall. Mr. Yu followed the man into a culvert, then came out of the culvert and sat beneath a large bridge to rest. When the great oppressive dark flock flew past them, Mr. Yu even thought the birds were eagles. The man just said, "Oh shit," then disappeared. The assault of the pheasants was not itself frightening, but it left his whole body filthy. Their only way of attacking him was with the droppings that were like obscene teas, obscenities raining down. Before long, he turned into shitman. Even his eyes were pasted shut. Help, he shouted once, then, realizing how ridiculous it was, stopped shouting. He felt in his pocket for a handkerchief, covered his face and climbed onto the bridge, finally breaking away from those evil spirits. On the bridge, the wind blew hard, cementing the bird droppings on his face, neck and hands into a shell. He felt he was catching a cold. All of a sudden, his epiphany, this was the golden suit of armor. A solution, in a certain sense, had been reached. After showering, he sat in the owner's office. The owner wanted him to try as hard as he could to recall the events of the night. He said any point of detail was valuable, was historical truth. There's nothing else, Mr. Yu said, dejected. The pheasant played the leading role. I couldn't tell how many birds there actually were. Their droppings were acidic. Is that man a relative of yours? Ridiculous. The manager was upset. He crept out from the underground. This rubber baron. There's a scar on the left side of his neck. Did you really think he was related to me? I'm sorry. I don't think he's a rubber, though. He's polite. Although, last night I didn't see his face once. When we were in the culvert, I thought I would pass out. It was a smokescreen. First, remove your precautions. Then launch the sudden attack. Actually, it wasn't an attack. I was just too nervous. Oh, those born to this world should broaden the path of their thoughts a little. Don't you agree? At last, you have some understanding. Keeping your promise is very important. Mr. Yu, could we say that I belong to your father's generation? Over so many years, you haven't disappointed me. This incident should not either. Mr. Yu stared at his boss, who now looked a little awkward. He didn't understand what the man was saying and only wanted to fall asleep. The whole time, a stubborn question hovered at the border of his mind. Was the shop owner a human or an ape? After all, despite the random hua-hua sound beneath the owner's filing cabinet, despite the owner rapping on the desk sternly, saliva splashing in all directions, Mr. Yu's head drooped and he fell asleep. This was the first time in all his years at the shop this had happened. Afterward, he apologized to the owner, who didn't think what had happened was unusual. He said that he sympathized with Mr. Yu. He knew the roaming during the night used up a person's vitality. Previously, several members of the shop's staff had lost their lives this way. Mr. Yu's being able to return alive already made him proud. It was because of Mr. Yu that he truly felt the heroism of being the ruler of one's home. What do you mean, the ruler of one's home? Mr. Yu asked. You have become the staunch defender of this city, didn't you know? I didn't know, really, and I don't care about that. Whether you care about it or not, you are its defender. Could those streetlights, those chimneys, for example, do without someone to guard them? You guard them unawares. The owner waved him away, clearly not believing Mr. Yu's ignorance of certain matters. Mr. Yu's ignorance wasn't faked. Based on the experience, he judged all of this to have something to do with his specialization. But he couldn't figure out what relation these strange nighttime events actually had to his profession. Sometimes he thought that if he had a clear sense of these events, they might become boring. The ancient city walls, a golden suit of armor, the spring and autumn period, such alluring phrases. Now the shop owner had a new name for him, Staunch Defender. It sounded awkward, but lofty. Which type of defender could he be? When he was confused, he would even get wrong which street he lived on, especially when he'd been drinking. The owner's words must have some basis. His not taking notice of the streetlights didn't mean the streetlights excluded him. Hadn't he collided with the lamppost a number of times? Hadn't his eyes been bewildered by the thick smoke seeping from the chimneys? The time his eyes had been mesmerized and he was temporarily blind, someone had guided him by the hand onto the train heading north, so he took an unexpected trip in that direction. He had felt since early on that the owner had great wisdom, even though it was a kind of wisdom that terrified him. At first, Mr. Yu had not wanted to be a great... Huh? At first, Mr. Yu had not wanted to be a night roamer. He was still interested in social contact and felt a sense of safety in the human crowd. Later on, without his noticing, he had changed. It seemed to be the fate of an antiques appraiser. The night was the homeland he held dear, but there were also many enemies in the dark. He was already used to resisting. Straight through to the point of mental and physical exhaustion. People in the city were familiar with the handsome side of Mr. Yu's dark figure. If he walked down the street at daybreak, everyone who worked a morning shift saw him. They would pause to watch his receding back, saying, "It's him." After these two words, some object loosened in their minds. Mr. Yu was also already used to people taking an interest in him. So kind, as if they were his friends and people from his hometown.
okay, chest, this was it for today. And we would like to come and have tea with you. And we hope it's okay with you. We would also like to invite anybody else who is listening to come and have tea with us at 1:30 p.m., which is in 1 hour from now. And the tea will be
black.
Yes. Do we have oat milk?
Yeah.
With optional milk. And it will be at Hermelsgel number 24. You can ring the buzzer that says Zag du Gaff. Or you can call us on
+45. Are you writing this down? +45 28 74 16 09.
And we will be sitting there with the chest
for an hour.
For an hour.
So from 1:30 to 2:30.
And to leave you in the day, we have two more songs. And then we will play Andreas playing the chimes. And then you will know this is the end.
Yep. You ready?
Thank you. forsvinder som en drop i vand. Det regner i mit hjerte, ingen har fundet det er fandt. Mig der er i rummet som en elefant. Vi kan tage til munden i min luftski. Ikke bange mere, jeg vil tage det næste skridt. Lukke mine øjne, lad mig falde i. Alt det omkring mig, når du nærmer. Kun du kan få mig hernede. Før eller senere.
Haft en tår på min kind. Der går et år nu igen. Om jeg This is Eat Static Life It from in 1994.
Thank you. دکتر، حالم خرابه، روحم سرکش، زندگیم پیچیده شده، عاجزم از درکش. من یه رانندم که پاشت و ته روی گازه، یه قمار باز که اومده زندگی رو به بازه. اه 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 رفتنش یه انفجار بود، اما رفتش من زره ندارم، این دل لختم خورده ترکش. من یه رانندم که پاشت و ته روی گازه، یه قمار باز که اومده زندگی رو به بازه. پشت سر منم و حسرت های خاک به سر، منم و اهداف عالی، منم و یک تخت خالی. اشتباهی جف گرفتم با رویای عشقی، پر گرفتم، ببین سقوط آزادم. ولی از رو که نمیره آدم، نمیگیره زانوی ماتم، با این حرفا روحیه میدم به خودم تا خبر از دل بر بیاد، شوق من از سر بیاد، بشکنه این دور باطل، روزهای بهتر بهتر بیاد.
حواست با منه؟ آی دکتر، اون نسخه رو ول کن، من دارم میرم، نمیخوام از این درد عشق آسون بمیرم.
های دکتر، اون نسخه رو ول کن، من دارم میرم، نمیخوام از این درد عشق آسون
here empty-handed once again. should have said forever echoes in my head. Should have let you know how much you meant to me.
Thank you. yesterday. All my troubles seem so cold. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the bird I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.